In a little corner of our world, there is a river that matters to all of us. The Elwha River flows through the Olympic National Park, a World Heritage Site in Washington State. The Elwha was known to be home to prolific salmon runs, which provided for the animals, birds, and people who have always lived in this abundant place.
My name is Robert Ellefson, and I'm the Elwha River Restoration Director for the Lower Elwha Klallam Tribe. The oldest documentation we have of the Klallam Tribe's presence in the area is the Chewitson Village, and they've found remnants that are 2,700 years old, and we were here thousands of years before that.
This river flowed free since the last ice age, yet in the 1910s, newcomers decided to build two dams on the rugged Elwha to provide electricity for the nearest town. Even though the law required fish ladders be built so spawning salmon could swim beyond the dam, none were created, cutting off salmon migrations for generations.
My name is Derek Staub, and I'm the Field Research Project Manager here at Olympic Park Institute.
Olympic Park Institute is a local educational organization dedicated to connecting people with the natural world.
There used to be all five species of salmon that would spawn in the Elwha River, and in huge numbers. The largest species of Pacific salmon, the Chinook salmon, used to have a run of salmon that used to be over 100 pounds. The fish were so big as they came in the spring to head all the way up to the upper parts of the Elwha to be able to spawn and reproduce. With the two dams in place, the five species of salmon went from having well over 70 miles of spawning habitat, and now they just have 4.9 miles of habitat that they're stuck within. So the numbers went from around 400,000 fish, now they're down to around 3,000 to 4,000 fish struggling to survive.
But now, there is hope. In 1992, Congress decided that both dams will be removed. The date is 2009, and then the restoration of the Elwha River will begin.
The Elwha River dam removal is an amazing learning opportunity. The Glines Canyon Dam, which is 210 feet high, is going to be the tallest dam ever to be removed in the history of the U.S., if not the history of the world. I've never heard of another dam in the world to be removed of this size, of this scale.
In the last 100 years, many rivers have become polluted, making it difficult for fish to thrive. But the majority of the Elwha has been protected within the Olympic National Park boundary, offering a unique restoration opportunity.
And over 90% of the stream being totally protected and totally in its natural state. There's nothing even close to that in any river of its size in the state of Washington. I don't think there's anything close to it on the West Coast. I'm probably pretty confident there's nothing on the East Coast either.
Once the dams are gone and the river begins to heal itself, everyone involved hopes the salmon will be able to come home again.
You know, it's going to be a real chance to learn. Not only will it be a chance to learn, you know, and follow the restoration of a major salmon stream, but after that, it will be a chance to see what the streams could possibly be like if they were kept in their complete natural state. Should be pretty amazing.
The world will be watching this restoration project. This is a chance to be able to watch the restoration of a fairly pristine coastal river, and hopefully to restore the cultural connections of people with the river, and so that people can reestablish the connections to the water and land that we all rely upon.
As for the Klallam tribe at the mouth of the Elwha, they will continue to protect the river's habitat for salmon and people for generations to come.
You know, we do feel a sense of loss and a responsibility for having two dams in our river and not having any salmon there. They come down, and when the salmon come back, we know we've worked 25 years on this, and we know that there will be a lot of it due to our efforts that it will be restored. It will be the way it should be.
Find a way to support the restoration.